Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Zayin, in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishoin, in the beginning of Halacha Vav, right after the Mishnah, starting the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it says, in Etios V'Adiluyim, we saw in the Mishnah Mechlekes, does trees and pumpkins, gourds, join together? Or if, even if they're on their own, they can form a field, they could be plowed until Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, the first sheet that says netios v'diluim joined together, v'hen shiyu netios rabos al diluim. According to Tanakhama, you need to have more trees than gourds. If you have the majority of trees, then the gourds could join together to form this ground, this field that can be planted until Rosh Hashanah. V'chanan b'reid avil l'bay. V'chanan b'reid avil asked a question. Lo mistabro b'dlas yivonis. Doesn't the gourd we're referring to over here refer to a Greek pumpkin? Meaning specifically a Greek pumpkin and not an Egyptian pumpkin, as we'll see in a moment, because in general we talked about Zeroyim, we have different types of pumpkins, different type of dlas. And of course, do we talk about the Greek one or the Egyptian one, which is smaller? So when we're saying that the pumpkin joins the trees, it needs to look like a tree, and that's specifically the Greek one. So the more hasty Raman. So I'm going to ask a question. Vatani, we learned in the Braiso. Shloisho kishuim v'shloisho diluim v'arba netiois mitstarfim. Three kishuim, which is a type of pumpkin, and three diluim, a type of gourd, and four trees they join, because as long as the trees are the majority compared to each one of the types that we have over here, it's good enough. But what's the point that we're asking over here? That in Maseches Kilayim we learned that every time it says kishuim, the word kishuim in the Mishnah, it refers to an Egyptian gourd. So you see here clearly that we talk about an Egyptian one, not a Greek one. And it says there, V'chor shekol be'isel b'shulon, you can plow the entire field for them. Says the Gemara, loy astio deloy al seifa. Meaning, you're right. The beginning of the Mishnah refers to trees joining gourds or pumpkins. There, it's any type can join, as long as the majority is trees. What we spoke about, Hanani Breda Avila spoke about, they need to have only Greek ones and not Egyptian ones. That's referring to the end of the Mishnah, of Shulam Gamliel. If you have a field of 10 gourds in the entire Beisel, you treat them like trees. On that, Chanina Balil asked or pointed out, he's referring to specifically a Greek gourd, a Greek pumpkin, because that looks big like a tree. So 10 of them is enough to make this into a tree field. But an Egyptian one that's not so big, doesn't have a lot of leaves, that you can make with them only, with no trees at all, can make out of them a field, which is a tree field. So the Matayin and Kurinatius and Mechlekes and the Mishnah, until what age they're considered to be young trees. What is the first sheet that says, until they become chulim? Are we talking to the fourth year or the fifth year? Meaning, the first 3 years that a tree goes, it's orlo, you can't use it. When you get to the fourth year, it's netar revai, it's kodesh. You have to redeem it, and then you can use it. And the fifth year, automatically, it has no gedusha at all. So that's the Gemara is asking. You're talking about until you get to the fourth year that you can redeem it, or until you get to the fifth year when it's chulin on its own. So the Gemara of Abba, Bayakor, Bishabichonon, Kinim, Estesin, Achiyu, Chulim, Elaim. The Pshat in the Mishnah is, until they become chulin on their own, meaning the fifth year, not the fourth year. The Asuk Abishua, that works, this idea works like Abishua. The Tanim Abishua, Aymer. Abishua comes and says that there really is no machlokes in the Mishnah. Av shom ubnois chamesh, ubnois shesh, ubnois shev. Even though it said 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, different shitas in the Mishnah, what age is a young tree? There wasn't a machlokes. Ela bekfani ubnois chamesh, vines are until the age of 5. Beteini ubnois shesh, and fig trees until the age of 6. Bezeisim ubnois shev, when you get to olive tree, that's when you get to 7 years. But you see from here that the youngest tree we're talking about is the fifth year, not the fourth year. That's a raya. We're going to the year number 5, not year number 4. So the point of Zion with base, Moran just wonders, we just said that a fig tree, you need to wait to 6 years. But you look at a fig tree, you see the fruits are a lot. There's a lot of fruits that grow on a fig tree. A fig tree is the tree that grows the most fruits, as we saw earlier. So it comes out that that one tree of fig, after the puri, comes with many fruits. So why you wait till the 6th year for it to be considered old? Omar, have you done? I'm going to use Abchaim here, the way the gears of Abchaim, which is the parentheses. Omar, have you done? We're talking that he cut the trunk into half. Only then you have a lot of fruits growing from it. Only when you cut the trunk into half, then it gets older earlier. But when you have a regular fig tree, it takes 6 years until it gets to maturity. And then in the Mishnah we learned that Shimon says that if you cut a tree and you have less than a tefach from the ground, and from there grew a tree, that's an etil. And if it's above a tefach, then it's an old tree. So says the Gemara, Shimon, v'ablozer b'yakov shtem omru dover echot. If Shimon is like ablozer b'yakov, they both say the same thing. What did ablozer b'yakov say? Hagoyimim is karmor pochos mitefach. Someone who cuts his vines less than a tefach close to the ground. Chayav be'orlo mipnei ma'asayin. Then he has a din of orlo. As if it is a new tree, even though it's not a new tree, even though it's a very old tree. But because it's less a tefach to the ground, it looks like a new tree and has a din of orlo. What does it have to do with the Shimon in our Mishnah that talks about the fact that it's considered to be a netiya, not only because of Maris Ayin? So Reb Chaim explains, why is it Maris Ayin? Because you have to plow for it a lot. You have to work on it in order to grow it again. So even though mitzad orlo, halachas of orlo, you're fine, but mitzad shmita has a din of netiya that you could plow it until Rosh Hashanah, because you have to plow it a lot when it's so low, when it's that height. What about divrei chachamim? How much chal chachamim will argue on this? Until you cut it literally till the ground. Meaning this shita that within a tefach to the ground is considered to be cut and is considered to be a new tree, that's the shita of Reb Shimon and that's the shita of Blazer Miyakot. But according to Rabbanon, that's not good enough to be considered to be a new tree. It needs to be literally cut down to the ground where you don't see a trunk at all sticking out of the ground. As long as there's anything sticking out, it's not considered to be a new tree and you can't plow in shmita until Rosh Hashanah. This is the end of Perek Rishon. Hadron Aloch Sode Ailon, Hadron Aloch Sode Ailon Bezer Hashem. Starting the Mishnah in Perek Sheni, the first Mishnah. Ademosai Chorshim Zde Halovan Ereshviz. Until when can you plow Zde Halovan? Zde Halovan means a grain or a vegetable field, not a tree field. Until when can you plow that before Shemitah? So this says the Mishnah, Mishetichle Halecho. When as the moist of the ground is gone, the Mishnah gives you another simen. Until people still plow to plant types of pumpkin and gourds in this field, as long as that's happening, that means you're plowing for the 6 year. But if the moist is over and people don't plant gourds and pumpkins, so now you're not plowing for this past year. It's over. You're doing it for the next year, meaning you're doing it for Shemitah, and that's why it's Asur. According to this, you're giving each one his own measurement tape to decide when can he plow and cannot plow. You have to give a specific date, similar to what we learned in the previous parak, according to Mesila. Elo, he gives the rule, in a grain field until Pesach he can plow. In the tree field until Shavuos, like Shitas Hillel in previous parak, there's a specific fixed time that you can plow. Until Pesach, and Zdeh Ilon until Atzeres, until Shavuos. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Tav Zayin.